Jenner is up next. Wayne, you give talks in schools about online safety. What kind of advice do you give?
Good afternoon, William. I think Jim makes a very interesting point earlier in relation to the mechanics of how things work, and I think that is key. When I go into schools, really, I'm trying to empower young people to look after their online reputation by giving them practical advice, and that's key. You know, I tend not to focus an awful lot on the doom and gloom and what's going on, but really try to equip them and empower them and build resilience that they can look after their online reputation with a golden rule called the stop, think, post approach. And that's really, really it. I find that's key.
Explain that for us, Wayne, would you?
Well, pretty much everyone now has a digital footprint. And, you know, the people you've been discussing with this morning have all alluded to that. Once you post something online, it's there forever. And it's built around this whole approach where you're avoiding the temptation to give information. And it's not very easy. It's very easy for people to mine information off people on social networking platforms. What I'm trying to encourage young people, and it was mentioned earlier on, I think Jim alluded to it, about consumable content. I'm trying to encourage them to create consumable content in a positive aspect, so that this content that they're creating online can help them become more employable when they leave school, can help them build their network. I mean, 93% of recruiters now admit to looking applicants up online, and 50% screen out based on content that's found online. So the education is crucial. It's important from an online reputation point of view, but it needs to be delivered in a way that young people can relate to.
And something you post today could come back to haunt you in 5 years' time.
There's no doubt about it. It has happened. I mean, if we think of the Paris Brown case, I mean, the tweets that she sent when she was 14 surfaced again when she was 17. So once it goes online, it stays online. But I find that the approach that I'm taking is trying to empower young people to look after their online reputation. Because I know two things from talking to young people, that they understand that they're going to be getting a job at some point, or they're going to be going on to university. What they post and what they say and what they share online could damage both of those things incredibly.
Wayne, thank you very much. Jim, a question to you from David on the text line. What is the difference between the web, the deep web, and the dark web?